Pentagon officials say they still don't know what happened to two American soldiers who were reported missing this Wednesday from their guard post at an Iraqi demolition site. Several Iraqis who may have been eyewitnesses are being questioned about what they saw. In Baghdad, an American soldier was shot in the head today while buying DVDs. He is reported in critical condition. The incidents follow a series of developments causing concern for U.S. commanders in Iraq. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
In the last 3 weeks, an average of one U.S. soldier or Marine has been killed every 2 days in Iraq. That figure, counting only service members killed by hostile action, is actually an increase over the casualty rate in the first month after major combat operations were said to have concluded. Defense officials say the attacks are coming from former Ba'ath Party members still loyal to Saddam Hussein, from common criminals, and from radical Islamists. Lawrence DeRita is a Pentagon spokesman.
You've got a lot of different sources of potential violent activity, all of which have one thing in common. They don't like the fact that there's Americans and coalition forces in Iraq, and they're going to cause trouble, and they're doing that.
There have been attacks on U.S. and British forces from time to time since the major part of the Iraq War ended, but until last week, U.S. commanders dismissed them as uncoordinated and insignificant. This week, defense officials revised their view, saying the attacks could be organized. Kenneth Katzman, a Middle East analyst at the Congressional Research Service, says this could be the leading edge of something like the Palestinians' Intifada resistance against the Israeli occupation.
We're now seeing incidents in a broader section of Iraq that previously were thought to be quiet. We're seeing some sporadic acts that suggest civilians who were not Ba'athists are acting out against the U.S. presence. So my view is the U.S. occupation of Iraq is in very serious difficulty.
The newly confirmed head of U.S. forces in the Middle East, Lieutenant General John Abizaid, says he'll direct his troops in Iraq to take what he calls an offensive approach, to be aggressive, to go out and seek the enemy. Over time, General Abizaid says, we'll bring the situation under control. But retired Marine Colonel Gary Anderson, a veteran of Vietnam, Somalia, and Lebanon, warns that aggressive actions alone won't be enough.
Any counterinsurgency operation has two components. The military part is one, but the more important component is the political economic one of dealing with the root causes.
The root cause of the Iraq insurgency, Anderson says, is the failure of U.S. and British forces to bring about enough positive changes so far to impress the Iraqis with their goodwill.
A lot of people in Iraq don't like having Americans on the street. They'll tolerate it for a certain amount of time, but it's just familiarity is going to breed contempt eventually with two very different cultures. And there is a lot of problems. What the Ba'athists are saying is, are you better off today than you were 3 months ago?
The increasing sophistication of the resistance movement in Iraq is evident in some of the new tactics being employed there. Saboteurs are blamed for attacks against gas and electrical networks serving Baghdad, with the result that Baghdad residents have been left without electricity during a time of oppressive heat. To some analysts, it looks like the beginning of a guerrilla war in Iraq, although on Capitol Hill today, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said he would not use that term.
There were something in the neighborhood of 100,000 people turned out of their prisons. Those people are out there. It's also no question but that there are leftover remnants of the Saddam Hussein regime that are doing things that are against the coalition.
U.S. officials say that as long as Iraqis don't know for sure that Saddam Hussein is dead or captured, they may think he'll come back and reestablish his dictatorial regime. That prospect could encourage his former followers to continue resisting, and it could discourage other Iraqis from collaborating with the American occupiers. But Kenneth Katzman says this argument can be taken too far.
I differ with that. I think this is broader. This is at a popular level of sentiment that the Iraqi people don't want to be occupied by the United States. And therefore, I'm very doubtful that simply tracking down these Ba'athists who are out there is going to necessarily solve this problem.
One point is clear in any case. U.S. forces in Iraq need to start showing Iraqis soon that their lives are improving. Tom Jelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.